A thing that looks like a police box standing in a junkyard. It can move anywhere.
Haven, concentrate on Sin. Give priority to the detectors and the navigation systems.
There is a corridor. And the corridor is time. It surrounds all things.
On display, I eventually had to go down to the cellar.
That's the display department.
With a torch. The lights are probably gone. So had the stairs.
Yours is number 6.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Welcome to British Invaders, episode 280. This is the podcast all about British science fiction television, and this is a special anniversary bonus episode. This is Brian from Canada.
And this is Eamon from England. Hello. Yes, we're back to start 2018 by celebrating another anniversary for a great British science fiction TV show. On January the 2nd, which is the day this episode will release, Blake 7 is 40 years old. So that must mean the first episode broadcast January 2nd, 1978, Brian.
It did indeed. We first covered Blake 7 back in British Invaders 10 and 11. It was actually the very first thing we recorded, although we didn't release it first. So one of the very first things that we wanted to discuss on British Invaders.
And that was yourself and Xander then?
It was, yes. And part of the discussion that involved starting British Invaders, and you were involved in this discussion as well, Eamon, was the fact that podcasts were not covering very many British sci-fi series. They were certainly covering Doctor Who, but they weren't covering much of other shows. And the big example was that almost nothing had been said about Blake 7 on podcasts at that point. So that was something we wanted to think about very early on.
Yes, I should imagine you can find, well, I know you can find Blake 7 podcast now, but at the time, nobody was talking about it. And certainly on the American science fiction or the North American science fiction shows podcast, they'd never heard of Blake 7. So there you go.
That's right. That was something that had come up as well. So Blake 7 ran for 4 series, a total of 52 episodes back in 78 through 81.
Of course, it was famously created by Terry Nation, who's given us so many great things over the years. Of course, creator of the Daleks, but also well-remembered on British Invaders for creating Survivors. And then in 1978, he does it again with Blake 7. So, you know, fascinating. Writer, great concepts he came up with.
Absolutely. And they had David Maloney as producer, and he is a very good person for production and as a director as well. So they had a very strong start there. They also had a very strong cast. Gareth Thomas played Rog Blake himself, who led this sort of ragtag bunch of what we would now call anti-heroes, people who were basically fugitives from the law on this stolen alien spaceship, the Liberator, in a sort of resistance battling against this oppressive Federation.
Yes, I mean, you know, what a fantastic concept for 1978 to have this bunch of, this sort of bunch of misfits, really, as you say, fugitives mostly, having to do or having to lead the resistance against the terrible Federation. And yeah, Gareth Thomas, sort of like a Shakespearean actor, I think, or Shakespearean trained, very good as Blake. And of course, there's a couple of other famous performances from Blake 7 on television.
Oh, yeah. Paul Darrow as Avon was wonderful and, you know, really created a very original and very compelling character.
Yes, I mean, if you want to talk about anti-heroes, then the character of Avon, who often kept us guessing as to which side he was really on in the series. But yeah, and a marvellous performance by Paul Darrow, very memorable. Possibly one of the things that people most remember from Blake 7. I think it wasn't Paul Darrow's memoirs or one volume of them called You're That Chap Off the Telly, Aren't You?
You're Him, Aren't You? I believe yes. was the title, yeah.
And also we've got a great performance by Jacqueline Pierce, a name that we've come back to several times on British Invaders, here playing the sort of leader of the Federation, the marvellous Servalan, a character dripping with sort of like villainry, but also highly fashionable and some weird and wonderful outfits.
Yes, Jacqueline Pierce had a wonderful performance as Servalan and went on to have many roles as female villains. There was some typecasting there. She is still my favorite actor for a female villain. And a lot of that comes down to this very compelling Supreme Commander, Servalan, who was a very big part of Blake 7.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. If you want the television equivalent of Cruella de Vil, look at her no further than Jacqueline Pierce as Servalan.
And you're quite right about Gareth Thomas being a Shakespearean actor. He was there for the first two series of Blake 7. After Series B, he left when he had an opportunity to join the Royal Shakespeare Company. So an actor of that background and that caliber, it's hard to blame him for taking the opportunity to join the RSC.
No, not at all. Yes, I suppose he jumped at the chance. It's, as we've sort of like intimated, it's a show that's left a great legacy, Blake 7, a show that's still talked about 40 years later for some of the concepts and storylines and characters that it introduced us to. Perhaps, as I say, stories and ideas that outstripped the limited budget and sort of effects from the time. You know, you have to look slightly beyond those to see that this is really a very powerful show from that time.
Yes, Blake 7 was famously given the budget of the show that had previously been in the same time slot, which happened to be a police procedural. So it ended up with, in many ways, not enough budget to tell the stories that it wanted to, but it still did very well with those stories and ideas, and even the look of the Liberator and the set of the command deck are really quite memorable.
Yes, I guess there's not much call for spaceship effects, laser weapons, supercomputer brains, and crew beaming down onto planets in your average police procedural, Brian.
That's right. Slightly different setup there.
Yeah. So over the years, we have had various remakes and new adventures for the original crew, all on audio. None of them have actually, none of the ideas have actually managed to come back to the small or big screen, unfortunately.
Yes, there has been the odd novel and those sorts of things as well, but there certainly has been a lot on audio. We did a full discussion about Blake 7 on audio back in British Invaders 168 and 170. And there was lots of good stuff to talk about there from a few different companies. Notably, Big Finish is now producing Blake 7 audio dramas. They did a thing called the Liberator Chronicles that gave us sort of small one or two voice casts on these sort of very internalized dramas where you would get a lot of internal monologue from characters with really interesting stuff there. And then they've been doing the classic adventures with full cast dramas that they've done with pretty much the full cast from Blake 7. Nearly all of the actors, with one or two exceptions, nearly all of the actors who are still alive are involved in that. They did do quite a few involving Gareth Thomas performing as Blake before he passed away in 2016. Very sad to lose Gareth Thomas. And it is nice that we were able to get his performance as Blake back again in quite a number of audio, so that was nice.
Yeah, it's always marvellous when Big Finish can get all these original actors into the studio and what wonders they can produce. How many series of the classic adventures have Big Finish done now, Brian?
Well, they did two earlier on, one set during Series B, the second series of Blake 7 on television, and one set during Series C. There was something of a break there, and they've now come back. They did a box set that had another four. Those first runs were sort of six or seven, and then they did a box set with four adventures that was standing as Series 3 of the classic adventures. They're now doing number 4, which is a run of three box sets. So, and one of those is out as we record, the other two are not. And that is giving us something very much like a series of Blake 7 as they would have done on TV with 12 episodes. They did 13 on TV. And they are standalone episodes, but with an ongoing storyline incorporated as well. So it's doing some really interesting things with Blake 7 on audio. And having listened to those, there's some quite compelling stuff there.
And you can find lots of other Blake 7 content at Big Finish because I think you can find the B7 productions there now, and also various Blake 7 audiobooks and those memoirs by the actors Paul Darrow and Jacqueline Pierce, read by the original actors, I presume, Brian.
Yes, the Paul Darrow one was his memoirs that he read for audio. The Jacqueline Pierce one was actually an interview, Nick Briggs interviewing Jacqueline Pierce. And that was a really interesting one as well, for sure.
Okay. Now, I do remember on various bonus shows in the past, Brian, that we have talked about the possibility of Blake 7 remakes or reboots on television or film. And there were various, rumours flying around, and various people owned the rights for a while. But as far as we know at the moment, the only organisation that owns any rights for producing new Blake 7 is, of course, Big Finish. We believe the TV and film rights have lapsed back to presumably the original estate, and there are no plans that we're aware of at the moment.
Yeah, there's this B7 Productions or B7 Media, I believe, is the rights holder there. There were a couple of different plans for doing a television reboot, and it seems like those have lapsed. And there is no current plan for any new television Blake 7. There was this audio reboot that happened before the Big Finish productions that was with a new cast. And there had been a plan at one point to turn that into a television series, which I think could have been very good because they had some very strong stuff there. But that sort of folded and collapsed and was replaced by a different effort, which in turn also ended. And I have not heard anything about new plans for Blake 7 television. But I think the influence of Blake 7 on television is certainly there. And we have all of the original shows, which are great. And we have all of these new audios, which are also very good indeed.
Okay. You know, I'm just wondering, last time we did a bonus show, we were discussing the Prisoner anniversary, and I just wonder whether the perhaps disappointing Prisoner remake on television has sort of soured the patch for other potential remakes. But presumably at some point the idea will come round again and we might still see it in the future.
Who knows? Anything can happen.
So we have to talk a little bit about the 40th anniversary. Doing a little bit of research, I managed to find out that there is a fan-created memoir of the show is being produced. It's been done by the You and Who website, and the memoir is to be called New and Blake. and you can submit your own entries for this. And I will put up the website details in the comment section on our website for this episode, but also on the Facebook group when this episode goes live. So if you are interested, you can head over there and see what's going on and maybe join in.
Yes, some interesting stuff there for sure. Big Finish is releasing a 2-hour anniversary special audio drama called The Way Ahead, which is written by Mark Wright, who is a reliable writer with Big Finish. He's always very good. And I think The Way Ahead is a great title for a 40th anniversary celebration for Blake 7. The first episode of Blake 7 on television was called The Way Back. So we've gone from The Way Back to The Way Ahead.
Aha, very clever. And of course, there is a Blake 7 convention here in the UK called Cygnus Alpha. And Cygnus Alpha 4.0, their fourth event, will be celebrating the 40th in London this September 2018. So if you are a Blake 7 fan and you've not previously been aware of it, that might be something to check out, the Cygnus Alpha convention. And again, I'll try and find you a link to put up with the show notes and on the Facebook group.
And I think that tells you something about how well-remembered and how present Blake 7 still is, that we have this convention running, going on to their fourth convention now, which is great.
Yes, I mean, how fascinating that we're still talking about this show after 40 years, Brian. A show that talked about an oppressive regime, talked about mind control, surveillance, about introducing fake narratives to, you know, implicate people as resistance or rebels. You know, I remember when it was first on in 1978 and it seemed so sort of dark and sinister. And 40 years later, I'd hoped we'd probably be past all that. But unfortunately not.
Yes, indeed. It was also so very interesting that they, for the Federation, this empire that is shown as being very oppressive, it's also done on a sort of Stalinist model with show trials and people being sent off to prison planets and various other references. It had a sort of Stalinist feel to it, which was interesting. And the main characters were resistance fighters fighting against this oppressive regime. But, you know, they were killers. They were often people who had been legitimately convicted of murder and various other things. And in the time before you really had the anti-hero idea in the way that we do now, these were sort of unpleasant people, but people that we could grow to enjoy watching and to see what they could offer in this situation. And that was something that was interesting and powerful in a certain way.
Yes, as you say, fascinating. They had a crew of cyber hackers, bank robbers, violent men. Interesting that they managed to turn that crew into our heroes. And it said so much about, I guess, Terry Nation's great idea for this show.
Yes, for sure.
So happy birthday to Blake 7. If you get the chance, tell us your own memories of the show on the Facebook group, or let us know if you're going to any of the events planned.
Absolutely. And yeah, here's to Blake 7. It really was a great show and an influential show, and something that's still worth talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. And come back next time when we'll pick up our normal schedule with part two of our Firstborn discussion. We've interrupted our normal broadcast slightly to bring you this anniversary episode.
Yes, absolutely. And you can find us at BritishInvaders.com. You can find all of our old discussions there, including our Blake 7 episodes and our Blake 7 audio episodes. And if you search for British Invaders on Facebook, you can find us there and we have plenty to talk about on the Facebook group, as always.
Absolutely. And if you use your Perspex Box flashing light supercomputer, you can also direct your browser to the Voice of Geeks Network at VogNetwork.com, where British Invaders are proud members.
Absolutely. So thank you for listening. This is Brian from Canada signing off.
Yes, thank you very much for listening. Until next time, this is Eamon reporting that we are both down and safe.
Down and safe.